From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A man with a gun report leads to an arrest in McKinleyville. Thursday, 11 a.m., Humboldt County Sheriff's Office got a call of a man with a gun on the 1600 block of Sutter Road. It was reported that a man was shooting at vehicles as they were passing by. Deputies immediately responded to the area, locating the subject who was still on scene. Deputies able to quickly and safely detain the subject and secure the gun located in his pocket. Although the gun had no identifying markings and appeared to be an actual firearm, it was later determined to be a CO2-powered pellet gun. Deputies spoke to other victims on the scene who said the subject had fired the gun at them as well. They arrested 32-year-old Tyler Godwin, charges related to brandishing of a firearm. Not guilty, the plea from a Eureka man cuffed in connection with a fatal crash in June. 25-year-old Ryder Stapp is charged with gross vehicular manslaughter, DUI, and driving on a revoked or suspended license. According to the Redwood Times, Stapp is accused of being under the influence of alcohol when on June 28th he lost control of his pickup truck traveling at a high rate of speed on Humboldt Hill Road. His truck left the roadway and slammed into the home of Bob Bland, who was asleep in the bedroom with his wife. Bland died of his injuries. California Coastal Commission approving a plan for the Trinidad Rancheria to build a five-story, 100-room hotel on the bluff above Scenic Drive with one condition. The project, the place, has to have a reliable source of water. The Federal Bureau on Indian Affairs had said that the project does comply with the state's Coastal Act. Along with water supply to the hotel, the commission also considered the visuals of the project and whether it fits well into the landscape. According to Lost Coast Outpost, the agency wound up voting 5-6, disagreeing with a staff recommendation to find the hotel project inconsistent with the Coastal Act on aesthetic grounds. In other words, they said by the narrowest possible margin that the hotel design looks okay. And it's a late summer highlight. Cruisin' Eureka returns for its 26th year. The dates this year, September 5th, 6th, and 7th. Organizers say the 3 days encompass many events, including the poker run, outdoor concerts, also cruise through Old Town, participant barbecue, Friday night movie, two show and shine events, and of course there is the Saturday car show. For that event, an estimated 10,000 people fill Old Town Eureka. And it all starts Thursday, September 5th, with the poker run, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Warfinger Building. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.